Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm Carla Hayden, and I'm the Librarian of Congress.
And we are talking, it's sort of an annual tradition now. Last year we talked Lionel Richie, but this year we're talking the great, iconic singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell, who just got honored earlier this month with the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. It's going to air Friday, March 31st. So I guess let's start there. How perfect and fitting is it that this is going to air on the final day of Women's History Month?
It's so exciting because Joni is an icon in music. She has crossed so many genres, of course, folk, but pop, jazz, classical, and to see her honored because she really redefined the role of women musicians. She oversaw all aspects of her albums. And this was back in the time that the 60s, 70s, 80s, where that wasn't happening. So she did the arrangements, the production, her own artwork, because she's a wonderful artist. And, you know, she had a very serious health challenge in 2015, a brain aneurysm. That left her unable to speak and talk and all, I mean, just move. And now to see her fight back, she had polio when she's a child, so this isn't her first fight like that. But to see her back, and even with the performance and the concert, she actually is going to sing and people will hear her sing.
Oh, that's going to be so, and that's always a highlight. I mean, I'll never forget, you know, Garth Brooks rocking the house and line. I mean, and that's always such a highlight. And what I think sets apart, I mean, the Kennedy Center honors are great. And I know Joni Mitchell just got honored, but just talk about how that makes it a little different. You know, she just got honored at the honors in 2021, but you know, she's up in the balcony box, but here you actually get to see her perform.
And you have the artists like Brandi Carlile, Annie Lennox, Graham Nash, James Taylor, Herbie Hancock, all performing for her and even with her at certain times. You could see her get energized. And that's a part of the Gershwin Prize, that it's for a living musical artist. And part of the prize is to have the artist contribute to the concert itself. And with Joni, that was what got everybody. There were tears, frankly, growing up. Which she got up on stage and sang one of her favorite Gershwin songs. Spoiler alert.
I know we don't want to spoil too much, but at the same time, it might help me tee. If I had some sound bites from you, it might help me tee up before I hit play the clip on the radio. So could you, is there a way? Well, I don't know. How do you want to handle that? Do you not want to spoil, or do you want to, could we say what songs Brandi Carlile sings, et cetera, et cetera?
Oh, well, the artists, Brandi Carlile, James Taylor, they all sang Joni songs. So, of course, to hear Annie Lennox sing Both Sides Now, I mean, that starts the concert off, and you think, okay, can't get any better than this. Annie Lennox really poured it out. But then you have everybody singing along to Big Yellow Taxi. That was just something. Then the circle game at the end and the audience participation. And in fact, she did a public program right after the concert the next night. And that's on the library's website. And she led a sing-along too. So it's just magical. And Graham Nash, who had a fairly significant romantic relationship with Joni. Singing the song she wrote for him, and to see that interaction. So all of that is going to be in the broadcast. You'll see it. And the broadcast is going to just, I think, really grab at your heartstrings, but also you'll be singing along at home.
Oh, you definitely will. Do you have any personal memories of, you know, when Joni Mitchell first came on the scene? Like, you know, growing up, do you remember her first album, Song to a Seagull? Or was it Clouds with Chelsea Morning and Both Sides Now, or Ladies of the Canyon? Which one did it for you?
Both Sides Now was the one, because even I was younger, but I could feel, and I think that's what makes that song just last through generations. Because it takes on a different meaning at different points in your own life. And it makes you think about both sides. In fact, at the concert, we had and it's in Washington, D.C. with members of Congress. And she brought she brought both sides together. There was bipartisan karaoke.
So the both sides now became both sides of the political aisle now here.
Right there in Washington.
Wow. So they all got up on stage there at DAR?
Yes.
That's so cool.
And people were singing and you could see it in the audience, and there's some recognizable faces in the audience, and you see everybody singing along. So that's the power of music and the power of someone like Joni Mitchell, who can epitomize what the prize is about. Timeliness, relevance over time. It's just, she is the perfect one.
Absolutely. And I mean, we'd be here all day if we went through all of her albums, Blue and, you know, with California and all that. But yeah, I mean, you've given me more than enough to work with, because the sound bites will really make this thing sing on the radio, I think. Anything else you want to add before we hop off here? Just in closing. Yeah. Here we go. Well, let's do it like this. Pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the listeners, you know, as they're driving stuck in traffic in DC. Hey, tune in, you know, on Friday.
Yeah. If you could tune in, PBS, 9 o'clock p.m., and if you miss it, it will be on the PBS station and the app, so you won't have to miss it. You can play it along, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, just, it's going to make you sing along, and what better thing can we have now? We will have, on the library's website, loc.gov, a Twitter viewing party. And we're going to show pieces from our collection and everything like that. So we'll have a viewing party.
So this is what happening on Twitter while it's airing on PBS or separately?
Yes, while it's happening. So you'll be able to look at our Twitter viewing party a little bit beforehand, a little bit afterwards. Think of the Oscars.
Oh, I love it. Now you're speaking my language. And, you know, you don't it always seem to go. You don't know what you got till it's gone. So I'm glad that you are honoring her while, you know, living legends before they're gone.
That's right.
Thanks so much.